France, where there's an increased activity right now at that site of a standoff between police and an Al-Qaeda-linked suspect accused of murdering seven people in France. Scott Sayre from our partner, The New York Times, is in the city of Toulouse and joins us now live. Scott, what's going on at this moment?
Good morning. It does appear that that French security forces have begun what is perhaps a final assault on the apartment in which Mohamed Merah has retrenched himself. It's unclear at this point whether Mr. Merah is alive or dead. Police say they haven't been in contact with him since late last night.
But in the course of the contact that's taken place over the last 24 hours or so, he's made some startling admissions. Run them down for us, if you could.
Mr. Merah has claimed that he traveled on at least two occasions to Waziristan, to the tribal areas between Afghanistan and Pakistan, where he says that he received training from Al-Qaeda. He's also claimed responsibility for the deaths of seven people in the region of Toulouse in the past 10 days. He initially indicated that he had no intention of dying, according to investigators, though more recently, according to the Interior Minister, Claude Guéant, he's indicated that he might wish to die with weapons in hand.
That may be the outcome, although we don't know at this moment. A developing situation in Toulouse, France. That's Scott Sayre from our partner, The New York Times, reporting live. The GOP-dominated House votes today on repealing the new Medicare Cost Control Board included in that health care reform act. It hasn't been appointed yet, but Republicans call it a rationing panel. The Obama administration insists it will keep costs down by forcing cuts to service providers if prices rise beyond certain levels. The Democrat-controlled Senate is unlikely to approve any appeal. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton will be sitting out the next season. The NFL has suspended him without pay over the team's bounty program for hits that knocked opponents out of the game. Former defensive coordinator Greg Williams has an indefinite suspension, and the Saints will also lose their second-round draft picks, not just this year, but next year as well. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are down. So are Wall Street futures. The Dow starts about 3.5 hours from now at 13,125. The S&P opens at 1,403, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2737. Coming up, we're talking about that conversation that's dominating discussions in America today. What was it that set into motion the chain of events that resulted in the death of Trayvon Martin? Some people say it was Florida's controversial Stand Your Ground law. Here's what our listeners are talking about.
Let's say Trayvon had a gun for protection, which would possibly be his legal right, and he got jumped by some crazy white guy with a gun, and he shot first and killed him. Would he have the same protection of the law? I mean, as I see it, he would.
Let's put that question to our next guest who helped write the Stand Your Ground law in Florida. That's Dan from Georgia. 21 states have Stand Your Ground laws. You know how to join this conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We've linked to a map of the states with Stand Your Ground laws at thetakeaway.org. Join the conversation, listen to the next conversation, and weigh in. You know how to reach us.